Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously, it was a great weekend for the Cleveland Indians, who, despite some issues at the back end of the bullpen, and we'll get to Brad Hand in a little bit, won 3 out of 4 against Minnesota, had to come back again and after they blew the lead again yesterday and found a way to win. But in the end, since against the Twins and Red Sox in the beginning of this stretch against really good teams where you're playing the Twins, then the Red Sox, then the Yankees, then the Mets, the Indians have started on this stretch 4-1, and now for the first time in a very long time, the Cleveland Indians are in sole possession of first place. Now, maybe crazy, it's only going to last for a day. Who knows what happens tonight? I like their chances with Clevinger, even against Chris Sale. But the Indians now 25 games over 500, Dustin.
Yeah.
First 2 months of the season, they stunk. They couldn't pitch. They certainly couldn't hit. They weren't clutch.
No.
They couldn't win. They couldn't beat good teams. It is all turned around for this team. They're playing great baseball. They're playing well at home. They're 10 games over 500 on the road, one of the better road records in baseball. Again, 4 out of 5 this weekend, 8 out of 10 overall. Their run differential was in the negative numbers in early June. Now it's plus 87. Lot to like about the way this team is playing right now as they beat the Red Sox last night. Again, we'll get to the back end of the bullpen and if we should be concerned about Brad Hand. But there's a lot of positives right now going on with this team. It was a good win last night to keep it going.
It's a fantastic win. Carlos Santana has, two of the bigger hits of the season, back-to-back games. I mean, when's the last time an Indian had back-to-back walk-off home run?
Has that
ever happened?
I'm sure it probably has somewhere along the line, but it's a good question. I didn't even think about that. But you're right. I mean, Santana, hits the grand slam in Minnesota after they blow the lead. You think Brad Hand is buying Carlos Santana something right now? He's taking him off the hook 2 days in a row.
Big time.
But you're right. And the funny thing was, is Santana, after a great first half, it kind of cooled off after the All-Star break. But as you mentioned, two of the biggest hits of the season.
Yeah, huge.
The grand slam after the big blown lead on Sunday to win the series against the Twins. Not a walk-off, obviously, because it was on the road. And then the walk-off home run last night, leading off the ninth inning after the Indians blew the lead again in the ninth inning. What can you say? I mean, he's been awesome this year overall. You knew he'd hit a little bit of a cold spell, but now he's broken right out of it and played well again here in August. And the Indians seem to, whenever they need a big hit, for the most part, have come through. Franmil Reyes finally had his first good game as an Indian. It was a good game for Jose Ramirez again last night, who, as we all know, he's been red hot. So, you got guys like Mercado cools off a little bit, and other guys who pick it up. And that's what a good lineup does. And right now, the lineup is pretty good. And obviously, Yasiel Puig, who is suspended now, finally playing out his 3-game suspension, he's brought a lot of life to the lineup. Even though he wasn't there yesterday, I think he's brought an energy that has just taken it up another notch. So, yeah, you got to really like what's going on. In terms of the pitching last night, Plesac wasn't great. There was a lot of base runners, but he did just enough, and he kept him in the game. And
are you concerned about Brad Hand?
Well, no, I'm not.
Okay.
To bottom line, and I'm not. To me, Brad Hand's in a slump, and a slump for a closer is going to stand out a lot more than any other player.
Sure.
Jose Ramirez had a 4.5-month slump, but we didn't notice it.
Yeah.
Until it was like 2 months old. If a player goes on a slump, a hitter goes on a slump for a couple of weeks,
sure,
you don't really notice it if it's a couple of weeks. If it turns into much longer than that, you notice it. Well, Brad Hand has had some, standout outings where he's blown the save. But the reality is that until these last two games, I know he'd had some traffic and he'd given up some runs. But until these last two games, he had only blown 2 saves all year. So while I do believe he's in a slump and has got to get himself out of it, and he could use a day off after pitching, you know, 2 days in a row, mm-hmm. and he's pitched, I think, 4 of the last 6 days or something like that, I would not pitch him tonight, no matter what the scenario. I'd give him a day off, maybe even give him 2 days off leading up to the Yankee series. But the Indians need Brad Hand, and Brad Hand, since he's become a good pitcher a couple of years ago with San Diego, since he developed, has consistently been good. Now, with relief pitchers, you never know. A lot of times they'll go off the deep end quickly. But at his age, and as well as he's pitched for most of the season, I am still highly confident. You know, last two outings, bad. But, you know, right before that, he had a bunch. He had about 4 or 5 outings in a row where he was good. I know that one other game against Minnesota, they, you know, there was a few base runners, but those were 2 bloop hits. Mm-hmm. Before that, he dominated his appearance against Texas. He was good against the Angels. He got that last out against the Astros, did a good job there. So, yeah, he hasn't been quite as reliable. He's been a little more up and down going back to that Kansas City appearance. But, no, I'm not panicking. He's still only given up 6 runs in, 1, 4, 8, 10. You know, 6 runs in his last 16 appearances. It's not great for a closer. I'll give you that. That's not great. But it's not like he's been a total disaster. The last two games have been bad. He's blown saves against big teams, and you need him. But am I panicking about Brad Hand? Definitely not. You know, even Mariano Rivera, and I'm not saying he's Mariano Rivera, but even Mariano Rivera, the greatest closer in the history of baseball by a lot.
Yeah.
Every year, he'd go through a couple of weeks where he scuffled. And it would happen. And then, and even in New York, people would panic about him, and he was the best guy. So, no. I don't think this is, we're seeing Brad Hand go off the edge here. I think he's struggling for whatever reason. I was listening to Baskin to B&B earlier today.
B&B. That's a new nickname.
I'm calling him B&B from now on.
Okay.
I was listening to B&B earlier, and there was I'm sorry. I was listening to them, but I was also listening to Ken and Lima this morning. Listening to everybody today. And I heard a caller call Ken and Lima and say, you know, I don't know if Brad Hand, you know, pitching for when it's not the playoffs, no big deal. Brad Hand's great, but when the pressure's on, Brad Hand's not any good. And I just don't buy that. I don't buy that at all. I give you his last 2 appearances in big spots, he hasn't pitched well. But he got the job done. The other appearance against Minnesota, got the job done at the end of July against Houston, got the job done right after the All-Star break in the only game the Indians won against Minnesota. So I don't buy this. He's feeling the pressure of, you know, the pennant race heating up. Don't buy it at all. And also a couple people I've heard today bringing up his throwing motion, which is unorthodox, and he's kind of stiff on the mound. Well, that's not the problem. He's always pitched that way, and he's always been good that way. He still has 75 strikeouts this year in like 50 innings. The guy's a good pitcher. He's going through a slump. I am highly confident he will get out of it. I have little to no concern about Brad Hand at all. And they've been able to survive it. The bottom line is, you know, since that Kansas City game where he blew that game, since they lost that game against Kansas City, the Indians have only lost 1 game in which Brad Hand pitched since that Kansas City game. So in the end, even in the games he's been a little shaky, they've managed to win. Sometimes he's gotten bailed out, but they have won every game but one he's pitched in since that blown game, that terrible blown game at the end of June to Kansas City. So I started as a short answer. It became a long answer. I am not concerned about Brad Hand. Are you?
A little bit. It used to be like when he would come into the game.
Yeah.
I would feel like this is just going to be like 1-2.
You had no chance.
Yeah, and now it's like, and you're right, it goes back to that Kansas City game.
Yes.
When, what was it? Was it like, they gave him like 4 runs or
five
something?
5 runs. It was terrible in that game.
Awful in that game.
Faced 5 batters, they all scored.
Yeah, I mean, that was when it started, and now I'm kind of like, I don't know what I'm going to get. I mean, I still feel like he'll get out of it, but it's not guaranteed, and it makes you sweat a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yes. All right, now listen, the truth is, since until these last 2 appearances, he had pitched pretty well. Not as dominant, but pretty well between the Kansas City game and these last 2 appearances, and had only blown 1 save in that time. I understand what you're saying, and I'm sure there's a lot of fans out there that thought, well, Brad Hand was a sure thing, and now he doesn't feel like a sure thing. I get it. I think my best guess is he'll get back to giving you that feeling before the end of the season. But the reality is, Dustin, who's a sure thing?
Nobody.
You look at some of the best closers in baseball, right? Kenley Jansen's blown a number of saves this year. Aroldis Chapman, it seems like there's always base runners. Shane Green, who was pitching for the Tigers, was lights out. He goes to the Braves. He can't get anybody out right now. He's blown, I think, three saves in a week. The truth is that most closers are going to allow base runners and going to make you sweat a little bit. Yeah. That's going to happen. Yep. That wasn't happening earlier. So I understand why people are getting antsy about it now, but I would say take a chill and relax. There's nothing that I see for Brad Hand that makes me overly concerned beyond the result. And I think that he's just off a little bit. I think he'll fix it and be all right. That's, you know,
I hope
you never
right.
know.
I hope you're right.
If he doesn't, it's a problem.